Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. Hey there. So today I'm going to call this my Mother's Day edition of the Work-Life Harmony podcast. Today I'm going to share with you five things that I've learned from my mom that have had an impact on all things time management, organization, and productivity. I've learned probably 10 million other things that I would love to be able to share, but today I want to zero in on just these five that have had an impact on me in helping me stay on top of my time, be a little bit more organized, and to be able to stay more productive as well. So let's go ahead and jump in. Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. And just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony. Hey there, welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. Today, I'm calling this episode a special Mother's Day edition because we just had Mother's Day here last weekend. And of course, it gets me thinking about my amazing mom and all that I have learned from her. And as I was thinking about, you know, what are the things, what are the skills, what are the things I watched her do over the years that had an impact on me when it comes to how I manage my time and how I stay organized, she really taught me a lot without flat out teaching me, if you know what I mean. Just by observing her and living with her, I realize now, I recognize a lot of things that I do come from having watched her. Now, I had my mom on the podcast just a couple months ago. And if you have not listened to that one, I encourage you to go back and listen to it just because it gives you a chance to get to know my mom a little bit. And we had an interesting conversation because I was not naturally born like organized and productive and all of that. So she kind of shared some funny stories and was very honest about, you know, how hard it was for her to parent me with some of the master of procrastinating, and I was borderline hoarder, all of that. So for me to be able to look back at my life now and notice things that I do that really came from watching my mom shows just how impactful, you know, even if you're in a situation where you feel like you're not, you know, people aren't catching what you're trying to throw out there, we really do observe that stuff. So I've got five things that I know I learned from my mom that I want to share with you guys today. One of them is just the power of a list. And when I had that conversation with my mom, she laughed because she's like, I don't think I ever saw you make a list as long as you lived under my roof. And I really didn't. But now, obviously, I am a list maker. One of the very first things I teach and coach inside my program is how to get a centralized list set up the right way. But my mom is the master of list making. And I realized one of the skills I picked up from her watching her with her lists was just how she had them so well organized. So for example, like when she would make a grocery list, when I was a kid, it was a big deal. It was going to the commissary once a month. So it was like two shopping carts full. It was the whole food for the month kind of a thing. So it was a big effort to get that list together. And she would always create the grocery list in a way where everything was together in the order of the grocery store. So that way she was never in that situation of going back and forth. Oh, I missed that. Forgot to pick up that one thing on that one aisle. And I realized just what a time-saving, you know, skill it is to know how to have a list that is well organized so that you can find the information that you need easily. And when I teach and coach on creating that central list, I have an acronym that I use called COPE, C-O-P-E, and the O stands for an organized list. And I was trying to, you know, I was digging through old notes from other courses I've been on. And I'm like, I don't remember anyone specifically teaching me that. But I realized that came from watching my mom with just how great she was with her list making. Another time-saving skill that I learned from her is just how much easier it is in life to clean as you go. And I mean that both literally and figuratively. Like when my mom cooks, she's always been very good about, you know, when as soon as the pot's done, she's always cleaning as she goes. So that way when, you know, the meal's over, the kitchen is not looking like a disaster. Same with the house. As we were done with something in a specific room, we had to, you know, she'd come in and we got to pick that up. So that way we weren't just leaving messes behind us everywhere we go. Well, you know, obviously that saves time literally, and it is something that it is a skill that I have brought into my household, but I also realize it goes the same with how we look at organizing and planning our time. If we are constantly putting everything off to the last minute, that's the complete opposite of cleaning as we go. So for example, let's say, you know, an appointment or a request comes in and you realize you're going to need about 30 minutes to get something done and it's due 5 days from now. Instead of waiting till the last possible minute to do it, the way you can apply that kind of cleaning as you go is go look at your calendar and see when is your next available 30-minute window and just go ahead and get it done now. Because when we let the messes or all of those things pile up over time, that creates unnecessary stress and overwhelm. And believe me, the physical part of cleaning as I go was much easier for me to grab onto the older I got. But this procrastination and, you know, waiting, letting everything pile up on a task base was something I really had to work on and implement strategies to help with that. And I've actually got an entire podcast episode on procrastination. So if that's something you're struggling with, definitely go check that one out as well. Now, the third thing that I have learned from my mom is the importance of doing the hard stuff first. Things always tend to take longer than we think, especially things that are hard. And so when we wait until, you know, the last minute, or we wait till the end of the day to do the things that are hardest for us, they're always going to end up taking longer. And I look back on watching my mom as a young child over, you know, running a house with a husband who was gone frequently. My dad was in the Marine Corps and she had three girls, a very little out external support system, and was always, you know, working different jobs. And I look at how she would always just tackle those hard things and get them done and out of the way so that then she could go enjoy time later. And so I know for me, if I let those hard things pile up and I kind of say, oh, I'll do that later on today, it prevents me from enjoying where I am right now. So if you're someone that tends to kind of wait on the hard stuff, you're like, oh, that just feels hard, I want to encourage you to really think about how you can start doing them earlier. Because then if I'm trying to relax right now, but I have this hard thing sitting out there, I'm not going to be able to fully enjoy the moment that I'm in. So once I realize the difference that the kind of sense of peace and joy that it brings to my downtime when I knock out the hard things first, it's life-changing. Now, the fourth thing I want to talk about that I learned from my mom was actually something that I learned by watching what she didn't do, because we as women really stink at this. And this is the importance of asking for help. I watched my mom for years really tackle just about everything by herself. And that is not a good thing. And she will be the first one to admit it today. I don't know why this happens, but I think, you know, whether it's generational, whether it's, I don't know, stereotypes put on women, who knows? But I know that women intrinsically tend to just kind of play the martyr role. And we just say yes to things. We let things pile up, and we're really, really bad at saying, I need help. And I look back at times growing up where I can see now so clearly that I couldn't see with my younger eyes, where my mom really could have used some help. And she could have asked it from me, from my sisters, from friends, whatever, and didn't. And you really pay a price for that. And so that is something I have been really working on, is learning how to ask for help and how to seek out getting help as well. Whenever I work with people on how to look at your giant list of all the things, and I teach how to go through a 6-step prioritization process. In one of those steps, we look at your task list and we look to identify what on there can we delegate, ask for help on, and what can we delete. Because this is something we've got to learn how to do. Because if we don't, it takes a tremendous toll on our minds, on our bodies, on our emotional state. I know for me, the first thing that gets impacted is my patience. That's not something I have vast quantities of yet. I'm working on it. But the more I learn how to ask for and seek out help, the better off I am. And the fifth thing that I have learned from my mom, that is a phrase I say often, is you can do hard things. Now, my mom never just sat down and said that to us, but she showed it every single day. She had a husband who had 2 full tours in Vietnam, who had some of his tours in the Marine Corps were ones where he was gone for a year without the family, so she was left alone. And there were just a lot of things that were very challenging. And I watched my mom, you know, in the moment as a young child, you don't recognize how hard that is. And the fact that I couldn't recognize how hard that is shows just how amazing of a job my mom did in living a life truly of you can do hard things. And this has been so, it has had a tremendous impact on my life the older I get. Because I know when I find myself in a period where things feel hard, where I feel overwhelmed, you know, those days where you wake up and you're like, oh my God, like one more thing, I just can't. I think back at the incredible grace that my mom always had through our lives in all the ups and downs. And it makes me realize we can do hard things. I can do hard things, and you, my friend, you can do hard things too. But I want to circle back to that fourth thing that I mentioned about the importance of asking for help, because sometimes the ability to help get through those times and to do those hard things might mean that we need to ask for some help as well. So just to recap the 5 things that I wanted to share with you guys today that I learned from my amazing mom, is that extra skill when it comes to list making of having it well organized. And again, this is something I cover in depth in my programs, but it makes such a difference if your list can be organized so that you can find what you're looking for. The second is that ability to clean as you go, both literally and figuratively. The third is just how freeing it is from you emotionally when you buckle down and do the hard stuff first. Some people call it eating the frog. I'm not sure where that came from. One of the phrases I learned, I think in high school, was someone said, eat the crust. Like for people that didn't like the crust on their sandwich, just eat the crust first and save the inside for later. The fourth one, again, the importance of asking for help. And then the fifth one, always knowing you can do hard things. And hard things are going to be out there. It's crazy for us to think that we can just, you know, expect everything to always be easy and smooth sailing. It isn't, but we can do hard things, especially if we learn how to ask for help. So I hope all of you listening out there that either were celebrating Mother's Day yourself last weekend or were celebrating with your mom or any woman that has been a mother figure for you, take some time today and think through what are some of the things that you're really grateful that you learned from your mom or from any of the amazing women that have filled in and maybe had a secondary mom role in your life. And to my own mom out there, happy late Mother's Day again. I love you very much. Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Megan Sumrall, or just open any browser and go to megansumrall.com. If spelling my name is a complete pain, just go to theworklifeharmony.com and grab my free time management cheat sheet. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share it.